Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Advice Here on Blog Talk Radio. And also, I got my co-host, the one who has all the answers when I don't have them, Ms. Gabriella. How you doing, Ms. Gabriella?
I'm doing fine. I'm excited for the show. So let's get started.
Okay, so we're going to bring in Ms. Jamaica to the show, and Ms. Gabriella want to have a conversation with her about her business. Let's see who comes on. How you doing, Ms. Jamaica?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. So tell us a little bit about your business.
Well, my business is Vanity Life Hair Extension Boutique, and life is spelled L-Y-F-E, and the acronym is Love Your Freedom of Expression. We want all women, whether they're rocking blonde, curly, long, straight, to express themselves and love it while they're doing it. And we offer Brazilian and Indian hair.
Okay.
I had a question. How could people get in contact with you? Like, if they wanted to buy your product, do you have an online store? Or
our online store is coming up right now. It's www.vanitylife.com, and it's Vanity, L-Y-F-E, and it's coming soon. As a matter of fact, the website should be up by this week, and we are really excited about that. And we also have a storefront here in my city, Lake Charles, Louisiana, and others can get a hold of us by way of social media on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay, so I just posted the links to your website in the chat box, so if people want to get in contact with you, they can. And
Ms. Jamaica, like I said, I really definitely appreciate you coming to the show and letting everybody know, because there's a lot of women that really like to take care of their hair. And, you know, if you are the place that people need to go, they definitely need to, you know, show you some love and get some hair. Now, what kind of hair do you sell?
The hair is Brazilian hair and Indian hair, 100% human hair. And the Indian hair is directly imported from the temples of India. There's no synthetic fibers or animal mixtures or anything in our hair. The Brazilian hair is directly imported from Brazil. A lot of times you have different companies and whatnot that offer the hair, but it's not particularly the 100% human hair. Our hair can be chemically treated. It can be dyed. It can even be, you can even put a relax on it if you'd like. There are no chemicals whatsoever in our hair. And our hair is guaranteed to last up to a year with proper care.
Well, that's awesome for people that's going to definitely invest into, you know, the hair that you are selling. Because, you know, a lot of ladies like to look good with, you know, with their hair. Right, Ms. Gabriella?
Oh, yeah, women do. So, okay, so what type, I mean, I know you say you sell Brazilian hair. Is it, what kind of extensions is it? Is it like the wefted extensions? Is it bulk hair? Is it, you know, fusion hair?
That's a good question. Right now, we're currently stocking only wefted hair.
Mm-hmm.
The wefted hair that we have is a single weft, the single weft, and it's also a thin weft. In the past, when we first started out, we had the thicker weft, but we found with the different beauticians and from customers' reviews that they would prefer the thinner weft because the thinner weft is easier, and it allows the hair to lay a whole lot flatter, and it gives a more natural look. And the beautician also doesn't have to fight so much with getting that needle in to sew the hair in through that weft. So, yes, and the hair comes also in different textures. The Brazilian hair comes in a texture with the loose body wave, which is extremely popular. That hair has a texture of wavy and curly at the same time and can be flat iron bone straight, so that's an excellent buy. It's almost, you're getting almost a 3-for-1 type deal. And the Indian hair is a natural curly hair, and that just allows you to have that wet and wavy look, almost like if you're coming out the shower. It also, too, can be flat iron. And the Indian hair also comes in the bone straight texture as well. So our hair can appeal to a variety of audiences and ethnicities, Caucasian, African American, and beyond. And also, our Brazilian hair does come in blonde hair. So that's also a plus for us.
Well, that sounds good, Ms. Jamaica. You sound like you got a great product. It sounds like you have a good clientele, and it sounds like you're doing good, definitely launching your website. Like I said, I just launched my website myself, so I know that, you know, you're getting excited about that, and you know, I definitely wish, you know, you all the best in your business.
Absolutely, and I thank you so very much for giving me an opportunity to broadcast my business on your show. And once again, everyone can contact us by way of social media. On Instagram, it's VanityLife1. Also on Twitter, VanityLife1. And on Facebook, VanityLife. And Life, again, is spelled L-Y-F-E. And that stands for Love Your Freedom of Expression.
All right. I like that acronym, Love Your Freedom of Expression. I like that. So,
yes.
You know, definitely, you know, Ms. Jamaica, hope we, you know, keep in contact and definitely, you know, hear from you again.
Absolutely, and thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
So, everyone, that was Miss Jamaica from Vanity Life Boutique. You know, she sell hair and extensions. As a man, I don't know about all that. Miss Gabriella knew about that. That's why I'm glad you're here, because I cannot ask the questions about hair. I don't know. I didn't know it had all those different variations. I thought it was just like a one type of thing the women put in their hair, and I mean, is it that complex?
Yeah.
I mean, she was talking about it was sewn in and all this other stuff about, I mean, I've heard of they sew it in. It's a certain type they use to sew it into the hair. I mean, what's the difference between the ones that they use with the tracks versus the ones that she's talking about sewing it in? What's the difference?
It's the same type, except what she was saying is that the thicker one, that's usually the cheapest type of hair, has two tracks instead of one, and it's harder to sew into the hair, and it gets tangled, it gets matted, so, you know, I might actually check out her site. I don't know.
Well, I don't.
It's hard to explain to you because.
You know, like a doctor, he has all this stuff that he would need to tell us, but he also has to know how to put it in terms where everyone can understand. So, like, educate me, educate the listeners about weave, because we just hear weave. Weave get a bad stigma at that also. But go ahead and educate me on it, you know.
All right. So what she was saying also about the quality of her hair that she's selling is that it's not the cheap quality that a lot of the hood rats wear, where, you know, the hair is all tangled and matted up in the back, and it's sticking up, and it's like, you know, them videos on YouTube, they'll be fighting and the weave will be falling all over the place.
Yeah, it'll be raining weave.
Yeah. That's the stuff that has the animal hair in it and it has string in it. The hair has been chemically treated and it's really bad quality. And, you know, from what she was saying was that she actually uses pure human hair. It's not, you know, the way that they do it is that once the hair is cut, they'll box it and, you know, ship it off. It's not like where, you know, with the lower grades of hair that you can buy for $14 at the beauty supply store, where you can sit there and get some, you know, you can get some weave that they didn't really collect it properly. They kind of collected some of the hair from people's hairbrushes, and sometimes they'll mix in like animal fibers and string and, you know, gray hairs and little pieces of plastic and all kind of stuff in there just to add more bulk, like more bulk to the hair to make it thicker. And that's usually the cheaper type of stuff. And that's usually what the hood rats wear, because, you know, it's only $12 a pack, and you know how they want to pinch their pennies. So,
well, so basically what you're saying is what Jamaica's selling versus what you say the hood rats and all that buy at the Koreans is like organic versus chemical treated food. Like, kind of like that?
Kind of, sort of. It's like, you know, even though it may be a more expensive, the hair, like, when you're actually buying top-of-the-line hair, it's more expensive, yes, but it lasts a lot longer and looks way more natural. You know, it's actually, to me, it's an investment. Because if you sit there and you spend like $14 on some hair and it's only going to last you 2-3 weeks, then you got to take it out and, you know, you have to go and get a sew-in. And depending on where you're at, that could go from $40 to $100. And it's just like some people sit there and pay upwards to $200, $300 a month on their hair. Whereas if you get the, you know, the higher quality stuff, it lasts a lot longer. And sometimes you can wear the same sew-in for about 3 months, depending on, you know, how well you maintain it. And, you know, you could actually reuse the hair, whereas with the cheap stuff, you can't reuse it. And you can't really do much to it. So it's kind of, I mean, usually the more expensive stuff can cost you maybe $70 a pack, $100 a pack, but it'll last you a whole year rather than that cheap stuff that'll last you 2-3 weeks.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. That is so crazy. Like, just all this stuff about hair.
Mm-hmm.
And now, let me ask you a question. Do you think it's something that's for everybody to do?
Well, I mean, if you can't afford it, no. I mean, depending on your lifestyle, if you, like, I wouldn't do it as a college student, because that's not practical for me. But for someone who is, you know, more mature and wants to look glamorous, wants to look well put together, woman who's already established, I would suggest that you go ahead and get it.
So you got to look glamorous. Oh, God. You know what? Like I said, we also was waiting for Ms. Alexis Tyler to call in. She had a little confusion on the Eastern Standard Time versus Central, because I always say Central, but like I said, I was talking to her on email, so she should be calling here shortly. But, and I know Miss Alexis, I think she wear it as well, also, so she probably know more about that too.
Well, pretty much, I mean, a lot of women, doesn't matter the race, a lot of women wear some form of hair extension.
Well, see, she talked about, she said that she had basically hair for white people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know if many people had caught that. But, you know, like I was saying before, I did a video, and I was saying that, you know, they have white women on YouTube that actually have hair extension channels. I mean, and they're sitting up there putting in hair extension. Black folks call it weave, but, you know, I mean, they're doing it too. But it's like always focused on, you know, what the black woman does, you know, with putting it in her hair. And I mean, personally, my thing is, that's your hair, do what you want to do. I mean, as long as your man is cool with it, whatever man you with, that's how I look at it. I can care, like I said, I can care less what another woman does with her hair. It has nothing to do with me. She ain't come and ask me for a dime or anything.
So as long as she's not talking about, so can you buy me some of that Indian Remy?
Shoot, man. Please. But like I said, if you met the woman with the stuff in her hair, like, at the end of the day, it's like, you know, everything can't be perfect in your life, or it can't be perfect even with a woman. I mean, you're going to have to trade off something. I mean, relationships is about give and take, and then also it's about, you know, compromise as well. Like, I'm not going to break up with a woman leave my wife or something because she won't do certain things with her hair.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a stupid, I think that's crazy. I mean, but most women go on to, you know, please their man in some sort of way, form, or fashion. So if he like a certain thing with the hair and, you know, stuff like that, and she may, you know, like I said, definitely consider that, because she don't want, you know, to, she definitely want to please her man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you think most women that put the weave in doing it for that reason, or you think they doing it for a vanity reason?
I mean, it depends on the person. I can't speak for everyone else. So, you know, I do it myself because I'm a fashion blogger and I have to keep a certain image. But for another woman, she might do it because she got 3 kids, she works, she doesn't have time to do the natural hair treatments like a lot of these people do, where they can sit there and do the little kinky twists and the 3-strand twists and all the, you know, putting moisturizer on the afro. Like, I don't have time for that. I mean, And the natural hair is very expensive, too. I know some people say, oh, it's better to go natural. But depending, if you don't know how to take care of it, it's hard. You know, a lot of black women grew up on perm. And so you basically
have
to...
Hold on, Miss Gabriella.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. Let's
see here. Give me a second. 612 area code. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Vice? I'm hopping back on. I got cut off.
Hopping back on? Okay. I was waiting for my guest to call in. All right, I'll let you get back on there. Yeah, anyway, so, yeah, some people, you know, talk about the natural hair thing and, you know, versus the perm, relaxed hair. And me, in my opinion, I think it's more so a woman thing. I mean, that's them. That's, you know, I don't know. I just don't have that big of a strong opinion about it.
Mm-hmm.
But some brothers, you know, they really do have a strong opinion about, you know, the weave and the perm and that they don't like it. And I mean, I can understand when it gets to the point that, like I say, when it gets real nasty looking and trifling, I get that. And nine times out of ten, those are the ones that's going to be like, you know, you're probably quote unquote hood rats. Because most women actually have the money to put it into their hair. I mean, the right way, they usually can maintain it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm getting.
That's kind of off topic, but I mean, I wear weave, but at least it's not nappy and matted up, and I mean, it doesn't look bad. But some people, I don't know.
Well, there's one comment. I don't know if you see that comment say women would be surprised how guys don't really care for long weaves. I mean, what's your opinion on that?
That's the manual from last time, but it really just it depends. Like, I don't wear long Rapunzel weaves down my back because I think that sometimes that can be a little bit tacky. I think that for the everyday woman, really, really, really long hair is just not practical. I mean, if it looks fake, like if you walk around,
give me a second, Ms. Gabriella. Give me a second. 404 area code. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Mrs. Collin?
Oh, what's this, Terry Collin?
Oh, okay. How you doing, Miss Alexis? I didn't recognize your voice.
Yeah, just working. I'm fine.
You're working from time to time. So how you been?
Busy. Working.
Working. Oh, okay. So we want to thank you for, you know, joining the show tonight and, you know, taking time out of your, you know, very busy schedule. You know, to join us on the show tonight. Now, we just had a short conversation about, we just had a lady came on the show talking about hair extensions and hair, and one thing that I seen in the video is that you make actually hair care products, is that correct?
Yes, I custom blend hair care and skin care products, so there are a lot of black women, they don't discuss it, but it's been considered very negative and taboo to use bleaching creams, lightening creams. I make natural lightening creams. And they want to make you believe that there's something wrong with that. It means you want to be lighter than what you are. You want to be white. You're ashamed of being black, and it's not that at all. There are a lot of deeper mental, emotional, psychological issues as a result of physical trauma. Girls have been burned when they were little, tomboy scars, uneven skin, bad diet, improper washing. Their mamas don't teach them how to wash their behind properly. They don't know how to wash themselves properly. And by the time they get older, they have stretch marks. They've had babies. They got black booty cheeks, black pussy, black knees, black neck. They don't know how to take care of the skin. And black people try to make you feel like this is something that's normal for us. We're supposed to walk around with uneven skin. And if you want to change it, then that's a sign of self-hatred. And that's not a sign of self-hatred. It makes you hate yourself when you have to take off your clothes or lay down with a man and you see all this uneven skin, or he sees it and he's immature, so he's making fun of you and laughing and picking, or he's turned off. And you can look at some of this black porn they got out here. See the women bending over ass, back, knees, but it's not cute. It's not attractive. So this is something that has not really been addressed and talked about, because it's something that we're told we're not supposed to want to do, be beautiful and have even skin from head to toe. So I talk about this, and I make products for this problem, for the skin, as well as dry skin and eczema, as well as hair, shedding hair, thinning hair, hair loss, dryness, make buttercreams, moisture shampoos, herbal spritzes to soften the hair. I make a black gold follicle stimulator, makes the hair grow back, that you can also put on the body for arthritis, aches, pains, muscle strains. And I create these blends from scratch.
Okay, now I remember watching, you know, a video, you were talking about the black gold, and you were saying that that's one of your very popular products that you're selling, correct?
That, the lightening lotion, and the buttercream, and the shampoos, because people that so-called think they have nappy hair, they don't once they use my shampoo and my buttercream. They think it won't grow. They don't think that anymore once they buy the black gold follicle stimulator. And these are products I actually use on myself and my grandmother before I started giving them to the public. Because one thing I didn't know, my grandmother had a big bald spot in the top of her head. And what I found out she was hiding, she had been taking high blood pressure medicine for over 10 years. Any black woman that takes high blood pressure over 10 years is going to lose her hair. It is going to thin out, and it usually comes out on the top, the front, and around the sides, and it's long, and they kind of look like Bozo the Clown. So they'll go get a wig or get pieces or get tracks and use glue, and they don't know because they don't want to change their diet. They don't want to study. They don't want to detox their body. They'd rather take a pill, and I had to educate her. So we started using products on her first, using them on me to see that they work, and they do. So, yes, so we use the black gold on her. We use the buttercream, the shampoo, and now she's no longer balling on top of her head. And by detoxing and changing her diet, the doctor weaned her off the blood pressure medicine, which was adding to that baldness problem. A lot of these things, basically I'm saying, they think are connected to old age, and that's not true. It's improper diet, nutrition, intoxication of the body, and the wrong products.
Sounds good. Now, I want to touch on something you talked about. You're saying about your lightening creams that you have, that you're selling. I did a video a while back about a sister that's from Africa, and she, you know, was, I guess, from what they were saying, dark skin, and she lightened herself to the point that she was, like, maybe about your color.
I think I'm talking about, are you talking about, like, that older Nigerian lady with the big cheekbones?
Yeah, her name is Divine Diva Skincare.
I'm familiar with her. I watch her. I'm familiar with her products. And, yeah, she has no shame about it. And that culture is very popular because a lot of the black men don't want them. And, unfortunately, we deal with that issue here in the United States as well. I look at her videos, and I see the cruelty that they put on her video. She leaves the comment that she also obviously has a very thick skin, and they call her all kinds of names. They call her crazy. But one thing that I checked, it's like after they call her all those names and a self-hating black bitch, I go to her website, and that hydroquinone bleaching cream is usually sold out a lot of the time.
Wow. Okay, let me ask you a question. You feel a lot of our dark-skinned sisters in America are feel maybe pressured due to the fact of the black men?
I do, and each other. Look at Kanye, okay? Look at all the other rappers. Look at the one that's with the white girl that just had the baby. This is not new for our men to be in love with pink toes. Because when you look at the Moors was pimping pink toes, and they was fucking pink toes. So this is nothing new for our men to like laying with white women. And white women like laying with our men and mixing. And when you look at a lot of the Arabs, that's a result of mixing. A lot of them people really have African blood in them, and it's mixed. Just like in Ethiopia with the Italians. This is nothing new. People try to act like this is a big deal and this is a new phenomenon, and it's not. Even if you go look at some of the old Jet magazines in the 50s, you will see the interracial dating was something that they were discussing, and black women were upset about, and we fight each other. And so when you look at the Willie Lynch, when you look at the psychology of the slave ship and seeing how I was told there were reports where the older women on some of the ships were put on the bottom of the younger women, and the younger women were menstruating, bleeding down on the older women, and they were trapped to receive that period blood and body waste, and they were very resentful of the younger women. And I don't have the issue as an older woman, but a lot of older women hate younger women, and I've actually had younger women hate me and be upset with me. So the fighting goes back and forth, and the jealousy goes back and forth. So it's the women fighting each other because of color issues, and I have to deal with that, with women telling me this, and the darker skin women want to attack me and fight me. I see the black men. This is their preference a lot of the time. They will screw women that look a certain way, but then when they want to have their babies or get married, if it's not a light-skinned black woman or an exotic-looking or mixed black woman, they go to a Latina or white or other. They don't want us. So when you were asking about, well, what is it going to take for us to get along, I'm not the right person to ask for that because I personally do not believe that all black people are going to get along and all black men and black women are going to be together and live happily ever after and have these relationships with each other. Just like in Africa, there is not one language, there is not one tribe. All black people do not look the same. They do not think the same. They do not have the same culture. They do not have the same view or the religious beliefs. And we've always had wars, even before white people even introduced themselves into the mix. We've never all gotten along because we've never been a part of the same. We might be a part of the same race, but we have never been a part of the same culture. We've never had the same phenotype. You can look at a Nigerian, you can look at a Somalian, and you can look at an Ethiopian, and then you look at a so-called black American, the phenotype is not the same. Their texture is not the same. The feelings and thoughts are not the same. And all of us have not laid together at one point and gotten along with each other, every so-called black woman and black man. So I don't see that occurring, and because of the preferences.
So it's just a question I have. Of course, like, we all not going to get, no, just human beings is not going to get along, like, and just, like you say, skip down the street and be happy with each other. That's just not really. But what I'm saying is you brought up a lot of issues. I mean, you brought up a lot of issues in what you just said. And I want to talk about black, I want to talk about black men. Okay. Now, have you ever asked yourself this question? Like, do you think it's a color thing why black men are doing this? Because black men constantly say, and I know you see this online, you see there are many characters that say these things that, well, you know, we go to these women because, you know, sisters don't, you know, they got attitude, or sisters, you know, they don't want to listen to us. They want us to, you know, be like a little boy underneath them. And the moment we exact some sort of manhood toward them, you know, it's a problem. I mean, now, do you think those arguments are legitimate?
Well, I didn't say the color issue was the only issue. Of course, I know better. But that is one of the major issues. Self-hatred is one of the issues. Unemployment is one of the issues. Low self-esteem is one of the issues. A lot of these black boys have been raised by ignorant black women in a single-parent home. They haven't had the right guidance and the right male role models in their life, and the mother cannot by herself teach you how to be a man and instill all the principles in you from the masculine and the feminine. So they go out and they're looking for family in the street. So they get involved in gangs, they get involved with drugs, they go to jail, they don't finish their education, and then there are some that get education and now they are superior to a black woman, or they get their scholarships, or to get their money and become athletes, and a lot of them don't want black women. A lot of them have been abused by black women, not just they've been raped by their mothers. Their mothers allow niggas to fuck them in the ass. You know, they've been beaten by their mothers. They hate women. You know, or at least they hate black ones. They have been considered ugly and too dark themselves. And I don't want to have no baby with you. I don't want to be with you. I want an Elder Barge-looking nigga. Or I want a gay nigga to have a baby back because he look like Prince. You know, there's a lot of dumb black bitches doing shit like that. So a lot of them enact this rage and this hate on all black women because of what their mothers have done, what other women have done. You had an ass nigga. You a black-ass nigga. Nigga, go get you some bleach. This is the kind of stuff dark-skinned men have told me that women did to them in elementary school and high school. And then when they got money, oh, well, nigga, you ain't so black as all. You know, you kind of, you sexy. I'm looking at the car, I'm looking at the house, I'm looking at what you require. And then the men either whoop their ass or step on them, dog them, or look over them all together. You see what I'm saying? It's like, in my mind, there's so many reasons from what I just sat back and observed And many black men have a lot of resentment towards all of us. All black women, even ones that I don't know and I ain't never did nothing to and never will meet, resent me because I'm considered a dirty black bitch like the rest of them because of whatever, starting with their mama and aunties and everybody else, have done till they gotten to a certain point, and now they're spewing this venom on all of us. And like I just said, I am also blaming black women. I am not saying that something's wrong only with the black men. There's a sickness in the black women as well. There are a lot of black women that don't have any honor, don't have any integrity, and they're dumb as hell. They have education, but they're still dumb. They have no honor, no integrity, no common sense, but they have money, they have education, they have a fat ass, and they get out here and give these men, and they don't know how to be a woman. They don't know what to do with them. They don't know how to build a relationship.
Actually, I thought that was pretty interesting because I have seen so many television programs where women will go around saying that, oh, well, I'm educated, but why can't I find a good man? Men are intimidated by me because I have an education, I have this, I have that. But just because you have those credentials does not mean that you're automatically wife material.
Thank you.
Now, Ms. Alexis, I got to say something. What you said earlier about how dark-skinned brothers and what they go through, you just read my childhood, and you don't even know me.
But they
you
told
read
me.
It.
This is what they said, and you know what? I'm from Atlanta. I saw this shit. I grew up with it. Woe unto you. If you're in a family where dark skin is not acceptable, so-called kinky hair is not acceptable, a big nose, big lips, that boy is going to catch hell from the women.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it's the older women that kick that shit off.
Yeah. First thing, I tell people, the first time you hear you're black, you got a wide nose, you got big lips, it's when you're a little boy. And it's not from some racist Klansman that's calling you these names. It's you know, people, a lot of times your family, or then you go to school and you hear it too. Then your teachers even tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that should have been addressed if that was what was told to you. And it ingrains that there's something inferior, something not good enough, because your own people are saying, this is not enough. And this is what black men have. And they've been in a lot of pain. And then on top of that, you have to deal with the racism in society, being on the bottom, considered the lowest man on the totem pole worldwide, mentally, emotionally, psychologically undesirable. Then a white girl say, well, I like that wide nose. I like that fat ass. I like them big lips. I like that dick. I'm going to get me some of that. Then the black women, oh, he done sold out. He don't want us. But you always tell me, the little boy, you didn't want him.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. It's like you don't want to, like, and it, of course, we're not talking about all everybody. But they tell brothers, you know, like I said, dark-skinned brothers, like that, and then, like I said, and then sometimes, what you chimed in earlier about the mama, okay? In the black community, a lot of times the mama great, the mama can do no wrong, and the mama be doing us bad. And sometimes, just because we look like our father, they'll try treating us bad because of that. Like, every time negative my mother said to me, and I was keeping it real, about, oh, you do like your father, it's always something negative. It's never something positive.
Mm-hmm.
Always talking, yeah. And my father haven't done nothing bad. My father ain't not in jail. My father, married man. He does great in his career. Nothing bad about him. I can't say it.
Yes,
you know what
did.
I'm saying?
Yes, he did. He did do something bad. He fucked her in her pussy. She liked it. She had a baby that reminds her of the father, and now she gave that dick to somebody else. Yes, that's bad. It's very bad.
Well, why, you know, she not the only woman that'll pull that stunt, because as many black men that got a chip on their shoulder and due to their mother, not really to the females they're fooling with, and then they get out here, they fool these females, and they remind them so much of their mother, and it just stirs them up again. I have to admit that it is the truth.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean, what were you meaning, like the men resenting women they meet because that mother thing, something that women say or do triggers a memory of the mother?
Yes.
It's true. I've seen that, and that's why I watch men very carefully before I date them, and I did not have men around my son, because I notice a lot of times if the man has been abused sexually, mentally, and emotionally, and you are introducing this man into your life and around your son that's not his, that's how a lot of these boys get the shit beat out of them by these men that they don't know, or they don't like the physical appearance of the boy. And, or if they've been molested, they're going to enact that on an innocent child, and they have no connection to the child because the child is not there. So if I even sense that this man hates his mother, or he has unresolved conflict from other women that have cheated on him, used him, lied to him, he comes to me broken, if he's not ready to deal with that, he will not be in my life, because I don't want to be the whipping board for another bitch.
Ooh, I like that one. I mean, that's true. And then, you know, and this is another thing, problem we have right now. And you live in Atlanta, so you can chime on this a whole lot better than I can. What is going on with this download stuff in our community right now?
Well, I think a lot of it's also chemical. I think it's spiritual warfare and it's chemical. Well, I know it's chemical. Because when you look at the GMO soy that has estrogen mimickers in it, when you look at the biophenol that is in the plastic bottles for the water bottles, when you look at a lot of the meat and the hormones in there, when you look at a lot of the estrogen pills that these homosexuals are taking and that these females are taking, and it's dumped right into the water supply. It's very easy to see why grown men have man titties, and why little girls have periods and getting pregnant at 7 and 8 years old, and why a lot of men, there are a lot of black men that are secretly fighting with themselves and going to psychiatrists because they feel like they want to be gay, and they know that they really don't want to be gay, and they don't know why they're getting these homosexual thoughts and why they're getting these feelings. Also, some of these drugs these people are taking, and a lot of the jail culture, putting people in jail for the privatized institutions, for the multi-billion-dollar business, not just with the jail telephone calls, but just having niggas in jail. And I know people in jail. I visit young boys in jail, and they tell me most of the COs is gay niggas. They fucking not only other COs, but they fucking them boys in there. Let's say a boy mama don't come visit him. She pissed off with him because he's been such a problem and in and out of jail and disrespecting her before he went this fifth or sixth goddamn time. So he ain't got nobody looking out for him. Everybody knows, the inmates and the COs, and if they don't like you, they will tell other inmates that want to go in on you or something, or if they just want to do some shit to you, they'll tell them other inmates, this nigga here don't never get no visits, his mama don't write him, and he don't never have no money on his book. Next thing you know, you see the nigga eating a sack lunch with 4 pieces of bread and some thin sheets of bologna in there and 2 cookies. Why? Because the CO done went around there and asked him, if you jack your dick or suck mine, I'd give you a sack sandwich. Next thing you know, the nigga get out. He ain't going to tell the bitches out here that he been sucking niggas off, and they don't consider it gay. They consider that hustling and making a living and surviving while you in jail. Ain't no rubbers in there. Ain't no HIV tests in there. When you go out, you get one when you come in. If you request one, you get it when you're in there. But if you don't, and when you're coming out into the population, you're not tested. So they go sleep with these stupid-ass black women who don't ask them to wrap up, don't take them to get tested. The nigga lie that he ain't never did no shit in there. That's for them other niggas. But see, the streets talk. And the jail basically is a city. It's a city within a city. So basically, They got a whole, it's the streets in the jail. So what go on the streets in the jail, who on dope in there, who sell, who got a boy pussy now in there, who got a mangina in there, who fucking for food, who fuck with trannies, because they got a whole tranny flow in there where you can request, go up to the flow with the trannies that look like a bitch. You can screw them and then come back down, go outside. Sometimes that shit, when it get out on the street, well, you know, Boo Man in jail, but I heard Boo Man be fucking them sisters in there. See, that's not just a fucking rumor, because most of the time the streets talk. So if you start hearing shit like that, and a lot of these dumb-ass black women don't want to listen. The niggas ain't gonna tell you fucking no goddamn nigga that take hormone pills that look like a bitch or that he was fucking deep for fat lunch. He come out here, laying with them. They don't like you, like the girl, the young lady said here on your show. They, well, why don't everybody intimidate me? The niggas intimidated by me. He's jealous because I make more money than him. Them the main ones. They're so stupid. They screwing these fucking down-low ass niggas because they not thinking like I'm thinking. They're not asking the questions that I'm asking. They're not doing the research, and now this nigga just fucked you and not talk to you no more because he's jealous of your beans and your degree and your house.
Well, let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Mr. Alexis. What are some telltale signs of a dude he down low?
Well, there's not always a guarantee on that because I know niggas that's down low. I know niggas that's bisexual. I know niggas that's straight-ass, flaming gay. I know niggas that's straight, flaming gay and would talk like you. And they'll just let it out while they around me by themselves, and then they buck up. My business partner, hey, how you do? A lot of times with me is a vibe. It's an energy. Even if I can't prove it, if my intuition say something about you that's fucking off, I'm not trusting you. I'm going to watch your ass. But I think the best thing to do, you want to ask questions and you want to know as much as you can about this man's background. And you really want to find out what was his situation as a child. Most of the time, you have to ask these questions. And if they don't answer you, you've got to take it upon yourself to do your research. And definitely to me, if a nigga spent a lot of time in jail, you might not be gay. It's not a guarantee that you're down low, but it's going to raise some flags in my mind. And I'm just not going to go and get in the bed with you until it's certain questions that you answer. And if you lie to me, I'm just not going to fuck with you. But a lot of men are afraid to see you because they feel like you're not going to date them. But you have to have a list of certain questions, and you have to watch them because they are triggers that everybody responds to. Even if the man doesn't answer the question, it's triggered in his body. Because everything is programmed in cell memory. So if he flinch or breathe or shift real quickly a certain way, there's something that he's uncomfortable discussing with you. He don't want you to know. And that means that I'm going to go deeper, whether I go deeper with you telling me or whether I'm going to go back behind your back and I'm going to do some research. But most of these women don't want to do that. They don't feel like they have time to do that. That's beneath me. If I got to investigate a man or research him, I don't need him. And that's why these dumb hoes is going to the clinic every month more than any race or woman, pick up their fucking HIV pills and their fucking herpes med, or because you got gonorrhea and fucking herpes down in your fucking throat, jiggling every time you fucking talk, and up in your fucking cervix and HPV and every fucking thing else. So it's not all twisting, bending of the hand. It's other things. It's subtle things. And it's knowing this man's background. What was your family like as a childhood? Did you grow up with your mom and your father? Was your mother the dominant personality? Were you abused? Were you molested? Anybody ever stick their tongue in your butt? You know, have you had group sex? Have you had threesomes? Have you ever had sex with a man? You ever had sex with a tranny? Has there been a thought of yours? You deal with women that are bisexual? Been in jail, you know, what kind of friends you associate with. See, most times women ain't going to meet. Can we go to the doctor together where you see my test results, I see yours, I see what kind of diseases have you had in the past, you know, have you ever been detected HIV positive? See, most of these things women are not asking. They're jumping right in the bed with these niggas down here and sucking dicks behind the Waffle House and getting fucked, you know, in the bathroom. And now you see this epidemic in the black community having group sex, gay group sex down here, gay group sex club, straight group sex club are really hot in Atlanta. And they so fucking nasty and off the chain that these gay clubs, you basically go in there and some of them is like $5 to $10 to get in. So a lot of people are coming, flying in, hooking up on the internet, paying $10, going in on a mattress or a mat on the floor. The room smells like doo-doo because they're not washing. They're not taking the dish after ad. They're not using condoms, and they turn the lights off a lot of the time. So they're feeling around. So whoever fucking everybody. Put your clothes back on and you leave. And you go back down the street, sleeping with other men, other women, and passing this. This is what a lot of men and women here like to do. Not just in Atlanta, but in Atlanta. You have to realize a lot of people from here and a lot of gays from here are not from Atlanta. We've had the ones hidden here in education and in government, but now a lot of them are being drawn here because that lifestyle is very prevalent and it's accepted here. But, as again, I won't go into that. That would be too deep to really go into. It would take a lot more time. You have to realize the CDC is here. So you put the other pieces together.
The problem is, though, with all those questions that you wanted, you know, that women should ask, women don't want to ask that. A lot of women are so desperate to get into relationships that they don't care. Like, they would just say, you know, I like him, he likes me, we've been texting for a couple of days, I don't care about his background, I just want to get to know him. Next thing you know, they've been sleeping with this guy, and, you know, and then they're kind of in some little half, like, kind of like a half-assed relationship where the guy is like, oh, yeah, you know, you're my girl, and this and this and that. And, that's just what I see. That's the problem with a lot of the relationships that I see down here. It's kind of like they start having sex, and then they get it, and then somehow it kind of turns into a relationship. And a lot of people, they're having multiple sex partners, and they don't ask anything. They don't care about the person's background. They're just like, okay, what can you do in the bed, and that's it.
The men probably really don't like them. The women are so stupid. Because he talked nice to you and he texted. See, that tells, usually women like that did not have a good daddy to get them game. They probably had the mama around to raise them, or the grandmama, or a piece of a man around. They didn't have a strong daddy around with that pimp hand to really handle her ass. She's an idiot. It's clear she's an idiot. Because men are very perceptive and they're very clever, and they know that a lot of women are stupid, desperate, and emotional. So if you touch her body a certain way because you have body memory and body craving, you say something a certain way with tone and inflection. Most women are so stupid, they don't even know about that, and that he's doing a program on her, a psychic, mental, emotional program on her, and this stuff is going through her body. She's listening to him. You're texting every day. He's calling you in the morning. He's calling you to tell you good night. You see him. You're attracted to him. You're lonely, your pussy popping. So now that means he likes you. It doesn't mean that he likes you at all. It means that you like him because he's triggered certain things in you and in your brain, and he found different cravings and weaknesses and needs in you that he planned off because she's a dumb bitch. And then, see, from the beginning, now a month or two go by, now he crushing on somebody else, and he's not calling and texting every day. Now he ain't no good. He ain't shit. He a dog. But, I mean, you just played yourself, basically.
Exactly. A lot of these women.
The bitch got bad judgment. She's a bad judge of character, and you picking niggas with character flaws.
Well, it has to do with the desperation, though. They just really, really want to have somebody. They don't care about the circumstance. And then they're sitting there, like, these are the same ones. Like, I have plenty of female friends who will sit there and you know, they'll be crying to me, like, oh, you know, I've been with this guy. You know, we sleep together all the time. Why doesn't he care about me? This, this, and that. And I keep telling them, a man does not have to like you to have sex with you. As long as, I mean, really. As long as he knows that he's going to be able to, you know, all he has to do is to spit some weak game and text you and say, hey, I'm about to come over in 15 minutes, and you're willing to actually let him sleep with you, they're going to do it.
But see, it's not really, a lot of them might not be weak in different ways, but when it comes to men, when it comes to their father, when it comes to their image, they have other issues going on that have not been healed. So if a woman wants to continue to give the power to the man and say that he's responsible for doing this to me and he used me, if this continues to go on and it's a different physical man, but his attitude and the result is always the same and you're always the constant, then you need to start looking at yourself. Because women truly control relationships, and they pick men. Men don't pick women. Even if they pick you, the woman has to ultimately consent.
Ms. Alexis, I got something to say. It's like you said a statement I think was one of the realest statements I ever heard a woman say about men. And you talking about women, though. And you said, listen, he said, he like your pussy, but he don't like you. Please explain that to everybody why you said that.
Yes, because I've been there, and a lot of women have been there, and women will sit there and brag. I used to be a little girl and hear grown women, and I used to think that was cute and that was the way to be. Girl, I had to take a fist bath because my pussy was swole and I can't half walk, and he beat this pussy up and he put my legs to my shoulders and he was just slamming my head up against the head. Boy, honey, that nigga like me. He crazy about me because every time I see him, he be fucking the shit out of me. You know, I'm hearing grown women say this kind of stuff, and then when I got grown, I'm hearing my so-called girlfriends, well, they dumbass, saying this kind of stuff. But I'm also hearing, when I was a little girl with my grandmama who raised me in the project, standing at the clothesline, and my grandmother's got me holding a paper sack full of the wooden clothespins, and I'm giving them to her, and in the nicest way, even though I was a little girl, I understood what my grandmother said. And she said, baby, don't let these men beat your body down. When you get to be a big girl, don't let them beat your body down. She said, you see that old lady there walking with that stick bent over? She said, she probably ain't got no inside, because when she was a young woman, she let them men put her feet to her ears and to the headboard and slam her out, tear her insides open. Don't let no man wear your body down. Don't let no man get you down in your body, because as you get older, it's going to tell on you and your body's going to pay for it. And I never forgot my grandmother saying that. But these ignorant women say, because a nigga eat them, now you opening your rectum to him. He's going all up in your fucking intestines, going up in fucking pussy, and he's going down and he's soap fucking. You're getting him soap pussy. You think that's cute, but when it really comes down to it, if that's all he's doing to you, and if he's screwing you like that, and you're not his wife, you're not his girl, and he's damaging you and swelling you like that, he don't like you. He just likes your pussy and what your stupid ass let him do.
True. Like I said, so women, if you hear that, that's Alexis. That's her take on it. We'll go on with a lot of these men. Now, Mr. Alexis, I got the phones. We got a few callers. Are you willing to take a few calls from people?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see here. It comes through. Area code 661. You on the show? You got a question for Mr. Alexis? I guess if they hear me. Area code 661? Well, I guess they don't hear. Okay, let's go. This other call's been waiting. Area code 678, you on the show?
Hey, how you doing? This is Classy. What's up, Advice?
How you doing? You got a question for Mr. Alexis?
Yes, I do. First, a small compliment. You know, I first heard the sister when she first started, and I said to myself, that's probably the realest conversation someone has ever had to another black individual for the sake of the community. So I just want to applaud the fact that through the years, she done kept it real. She done stayed herself and, you know, pumped her product out. That's just a beautiful thing. You know, you ain't changed. You're still putting out the reality. Everybody can't swallow it because people like to live in fantasy world. So I do applaud that. But here's the thing I want to ask you, though. You know, nowadays, I run into brothers, and you spoke about it. You've hinted at it in the other little YouTube thing that I've seen on you. But you got a lot of guys really taking up the thought process of not even want to entertain the whole interaction with a lot of females the way they do. What I mean is that whole believing that it's possible with romance for a female, you just got so many dudes that have adopted kind of what you said with the whole, I just want to sleep with a chick and get her out of my face. And I just want to ask you the black question. So what do you think, if you can look in your crystal ball, and I know you don't really do predictions, but if you can look in your crystal ball, how is it going for today's relationships if these whole behaviors continue? That's my question.
Oh, it's going to continue. I see that there's one segment you have to realize that promotes that lifestyle. And the ones that are teaching, there's a lot of black folks now that are teaching tantric sex and polygamy. Now, the African ancestors, not all, but certain tribes have always practiced polygamy and polyandry. And there are women that have been in tribes that have had two or three niggas at one time, had two babies by two, three different niggas at one time. And we allowed that. That was part of, you know, people of color's culture worldwide for thousands of years. Now there's a resurgence of it, and that a lot of the group sex parties are with so-called spiritual black people. They are practicing what their version. Now, I teach on spiritual sexuality, but that's not my version of spiritual sexuality. And that's one of the reasons why I've had such a hard time in not being accepted into the group, because I would not fold. I would not let them do that to me. And them different niggas run trains on me in every hole in my fucking body, so I'm not cool, you know. So I basically am a lone wolf. This is something that's going to continue to get worse with a certain segment. You're going to have to choose your side, because there are even black women that are teaching tantric sex practices, encouraging the men, sleep with as many women as you want to. Let's have this spiritual energy, since it's spiritual to be a freak. It's spiritual and sacred for us to have this group sex. And you know what? We ain't even using no rubbers up in this bitch, because since this is spiritual, if you keep your thoughts high and you keep your vibration high and you don't think you can get a disease, then ain't none of us gonna pass no HIV or any other STD up in here while we all getting off the chain, butt naked, fucking each other, swapping each other, husband, wife, boyfriend, and girlfriend, doing bisexual and heterosexual sex acts. This is the norm now, and they're also encouraging the teenage girls. I've actually spoken to teenagers and women in their 20s that are being taught by these black tantric sex masters, and they tell me, I'm fucking three niggas. What I got to commit for, because his dick don't belong to me, and my pussy don't belong to him. Don't nobody belong to nobody. And if you get married, that's a white person's concept. So you don't, nobody own you, and you don't own them. So it's basically for you to have free love and group sex, because everybody belongs to themselves.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. But, I mean, oh, God. The problem is that people keep trying to talk about this polygamy and these things that, I mean, I've even seen people say that, oh, well, marriage is not even something that's necessary. You know, the ancient kings, they used to have mistresses and this, that, and the other. And it's like, just because it worked for them does not mean it's going to work 2,000 years later in a
well,
whole
they
different
here. They
environment.
Here. Yeah, so they obviously disobeyed God. I mean, we are their ancestors, we're their children, and we're their descendants, but it's obviously they failed from disobeying God. So, it didn't, and then you have to realize the pharaohs, when you really want to get into the truth of that, a lot of those pharaohs were female. They were not male. So so they want to lie and try to make it look like everything was based on a male-dominated society. And anytime when you deal with an African-centered society, it was always centered around the female. And when you deal with religion and African spirituality, which is where the concept of Christianity and the Egyptian text is where the Bible came from, you will realize that this Father, Son, and Holy Ghost Trinity that they teach you in the Christian, the black church, is really based on the mother, the father, and the son. So when they're saying the Holy Ghost, they've just eliminated the female altogether and made it homosexual. So how can they say, oh, all the Egyptian kings were male, and they all slept with these women? You're just really now gutting the female principle and trying to deny that it even existed or had a those females a lot of the time brought in men and made decisions about who was going to rule. It wasn't just males. Mm-hmm. So now it's starting to come out what the truth really is, and that the female, the black female, is the one that's the oldest and the most powerful one on the planet. She's older than a white woman. She's older than any woman. And all women come out of her, they are her children. And unfortunately, these ignorant women that have this school degrees that feel like, because they put me down a lot, I'm smarter than you. You ain't been to school. You ain't got no degrees. You ain't got this. You ain't got that. Yeah, but niggas ain't playing me and busting six nuts, and I ain't got 20 different strands of DNA in between my motherfucking teeth and up in my motherfucking asshole, and I ain't got 3 and 4 and 5 baby daddies.
Exactly, because I know a girl, I know so many girls that walk around that they're like, oh, I'm the valedictorian, you know, I got this degree, I got that degree, but these are the same girls, the same one, if you say, oh, do you know Shirley? All the boys be like, yeah, I know her. You know?
Not just that. They'll try to put me down and say, well, you know, when you was in your 20s, you was raising your son, and I was getting my education, I don't have no children. Bitch, yes, you do. They just in a biohazard bag in a fucking dumpster at an abortion clinic.
Yeah, that does go on a lot, because some women like to walk around, especially in our community. I ain't got no kids. Like, yeah, how many abortions you had? Because some of these females do use abortion as a form of birth control.
Mm-hmm.
Do you realize the biggest form of killing in the black community is abortion? And that right now, in 2013, more black women get abortion than any race of women on the planet.
I've heard that, and you know what, and all that's done by design, because they want to definitely kill off, especially black males. Kill off black males, you stop the race.
And you have a lot of black women that hate black men.
Oh, so, yeah, and you know what, sister, yeah. I got to bring, I'm glad you brought that up, because, you know, black men that's about something scares not only the white man, but it scares a particular group of black women, because some of them love the white power structure.
And they gay.
And they're gay.
Yep, they lesbian. They don't want nothing to do with no black men. I've even refused to join certain black women's organizations because they told me it was all about black women and bisexual and lesbians, and no black men were allowed at meetings. I said, well, I won't be attending because I'm not a feminist. And I don't hate black men.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I'm glad you brought up feminism, because I really believe, like, black women got hoodwinked by white women with that feminism, because the white woman benefited off of feminism.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay,
now. Like, it broke up.
Okay.
The white woman benefited off of feminism, yeah.
And the black woman got hoodwinked. Look at it. I mean, think about it. The white woman doing great because of feminism. Black woman, she lost her. Before, prior to feminism, black woman had a black man in the house. It went all these single-parent homes and all this other stuff. Let the white folks bring in welfare and feminism, and sisters are stuck out now.
I know, and a lot of them can't see what you're saying, and they can't see your point of view because they haven't studied and learned history. You have to see that that's not encouraged in our community to learn the real history. And just like the young man called and was talking about the relationship and men, be like, I just want to fuck this bitch. I ain't got time for that. Nothing. Nobody trying to. Just like what that boy Rocco told me, I ain't trying to fall in love. We just fuck it. We ain't going steady. I mean, I'm just fuck it. When I see you, that's all I want to do, and I don't want to see you until then. See, you got the wrath of even grown people are affected by what they say. Do you know how many teenagers now on Molly's because Gucci and 2 Chainz and Trinidad James? But Papa Molly, I'm sweating. Pooh! Papa Molly. See, they do what they say, and I don't love these hoes. I'm just trying to get fucked for the night. You have to realize these kids are constantly bombarded by this information. I mean, let it be an angry black man who's been so hurt and just giving himself to black women, and then being rejected, being used, having his money taken, have a bad marriage, a whole bunch of child support, lose his house. By that time, he's so
angry,
that's all he can handle is a fucking fuck. He can't really handle anything else.
Ooh, Lord. Let me see. I got. Let me see if I let somebody else in. Let me see here if they want to ask a question. Let me see here. 469 area code. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man? This Human Paradox.
Yeah, I thought it was you, brother. I thought it was you. What's going on,
Miss Alexis? So I'm one of your big fans.
Thank you.
But listen to you for a long time. I can't tell you how many sisters I've turned on to you.
Thank you.
No problem. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. Well, I just wanted to ask you really one good question. When are you going to do another Wake Up Bitch series?
Ooh,
my first
I love
question.
That series.
And my other thing is, couldn't you make an argument that a lot of black women aren't built to be wives, you know?
Right.
Just because their mother wasn't a wife, you know? And
right.
You
or
say,
mom. Yeah,
right.
I agree. Every woman's not meant to be a mother or a wife just because she has the biological capacity to do so, or because she's expected to do that because she's a female. No.
But what I find, I live in Dallas, and what I find as a black man trying to date is that black women have all roles clearly defined. You know, I'm supposed to open the door, take her out to eat, pay for the meal. I'm supposed to pull out chairs. I'm supposed to do all this. You know, I've talked about this ad nauseum, but now, you know, that I got a chance to talk to you, I really would love to hear what you got to say.
No, I'm not done.
That's no problem. But when you ask the female what is her role, that's where you come to a fork in the road, because I've hit many women with that question. Not women I'm trying to fuck, just women I work with and stuff. And they really can't tell you. I mean, they almost laugh in embarrassment because they're like, what is our role? Be pretty.
That's a good question.
And to me that is not the biggest problem, but it's one of the big problems in the black community is our roles with all this matriarchy going on. Our roles have been kind of jumbled up, and we don't know who's supposed to do what.
Mhm. Mhm.
I know, and you know what? To me, though, just by being around so long and going through so many things and teaching, I don't feel that there's a one size fits all when it comes to a relationship, because I know we're at so many different phases and we're growing on so many different levels as individuals, and all our experiences are different. What I would want a relationship, another woman may not, like you said about opening the door, pull out the chair. I like to be courted, as they say out here,
right.
Coat. I want a coat. The next time I date, I'm not dating, but next time I do, I want a coat. I ain't meet nobody, like she said, in texting 2 or 3 days, nigga in my ass.
Right. That's how I like it.
I like the coat and the fun and the driving and the giggling, and you just... It's fun and funny because he just held your hand a little bit, you know, and it didn't go no further.
Mm-hmm.
We're not used to that. And then when I was talking earlier about the tantric sex couples, a lot of those couples, they have no problem letting their man bring another woman in the bed, bring another woman
mm-hmm.
out to eat. He ain't opening the door for her. Bitch, get the door yourself. Bitch, open the door for me. Pull my chair. Bitch, give me some money. Treat me. So it really depends on how that woman sees herself and defines the relationship. And is she going to be a slave to the man? Is he going to be a slave to her? Are they going to be slaves to each other? I personally feel like it's a give and take. And it's not because I have a son.
Right.
I don't want women taking advantage of him. I was just telling him that the other day, and I was saying, look, you have to be selective. If you know that you just want to fuck, Don't deal with no woman like me. Don't hurt her. Leave her alone until you're ready to walk down the aisle and just be, she's your man. But there's plenty of women out here that will have fun with you, no commitment, no ties, you ain't got to open the door, you ain't even got to buy no French fries.
Right.
You fuck with them, and you get all that shit out your system.
Right.
But every woman you meet, you don't need to spend no $150 on her at a meal.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, you watch her. When you meet her, if she orders all the most expensive shit on the menu, you really need to look at her character and her motivation for fucking with you. Because like you said, just because she's pretty and she got a fat ass and she got a pussy don't mean that you have to bend over backwards and that you have to be just always spending money on her, and you're the giver right out the gate. I think that's wrong.
But understand, Alexis, that part of the reason that the girl with the pretty face and big ass is like that is because niggas are so thirsty.
Niggas are thirsty.
Black men are the thirstiest men on earth. They are. We are.
Well, and like I told him, let them do that. You don't be no sucker. Because to me, that's what you are. If my son meet her, every time you don't even know nothing about her. You don't know if she likes you. You don't know what she wants. You always spending your money. You ain't got no pussy yet. Because now basically you're tricking for it. And she's using you and sucking off you. So then if that don't work, now you got 10 other women. You got to go and spend all this money on a meal. You got to wine and dine them and take them out. For what? It's no commitment in a relationship. It's just like I have the past few years, if I meet a man who said he wants to take me out, I'm like, let me pick the place. Because I basically know I'm going to go somewhere if I even go. Most of the time I say no. Because I'm going to go where it's someplace that I can't afford.
Because I do not
date men now that pay for my food. I don't want them to pay for my food. Because I know that you're really not buying me food.
You're absolutely right.
And I know that I'm not going to casually let you do that. So usually they don't want to go. So like y'all are saying, men feel like, oh, well, all black women crazy, y'all trip on you. No, because, see, I say that. When I meet men, they like, well, I want to take you out. I'm like, okay, well, let's go here because, I said, matter of fact, we ain't even got to eat. Let's go sit outside. Let's sit at the park. Let's talk on the phone. We ain't got to go nowhere. Let's talk on the phone. They don't want to do that. Then they'll say, where the real women at? These bitches ain't shit. They ain't no fucking good. I don't want money. I ain't asked you for nothing.
But they feel like they have no leverage.
Let's talk on the phone. Let me see where your mind at. Let me see, are you even worthy of me sitting in front of you having a meal? But I made up my mind, if I know I don't want to give a nigga no pussy and I know I don't want to commit to you, I'm not letting you buy me a plate. See, we can eliminate a lot of that. I don't play at home and I don't play bed. We're going to make it real cut and dry because I know what you're doing.
Alexa, when the wake-up bitch come in? When is coming?
I don't know because I don't have time for that. This Saturday, March the 9th, in Atlanta at the W Hotel from 12 to 8, I'm kicking off the Vagina Power Tour with D Health Store. They're in California. They're coming in. They flying in Thursday. We're going on tour all year. Every month.
Are you coming to Texas?
We probably are. What you have to do is go to dhealthstore.com and look at the events section. They'll tell you where I'm going to be each month.
Okay.
And plus,
okay.
YouTube stole 5,000 of my hits. I had over 6,000 hits on my YouTube page in January. They just took my hits off my page. They're censoring who can see the videos. I'm not taking all my time no more for free and all my energy putting my shit up on YouTube. I'm just sick of them fucking with me and taking my hits, taking my subscribers. People have told me they've been unsubscribed from me. I don't know.
Yeah, that happened to me before.
Ms. Alexis, I got a question for you. Are you a YouTube partner?
Hmm?
I said, are you a YouTube partner?
Yeah, and they didn't give me my money either. That's why I stopped enlisting my videos in the paid thing. I mean, this fucked me over in a lot of ways.
So, because the reason I'm asking, because I know a couple of, you know, things that you can do with, it's better to do it through networks, not through YouTube itself.
Okay.
Because see, I have a couple through network, and I don't have no issues with them. And, like, you know, it stops a lot of things from going on. They do, and I can tell you, YouTube do treat people kind of bad sometimes when you're not a partner versus when you are.
I've been a partner for years, and they've done that shit.
They've done that to you? And I heard, didn't somebody hack you a long time ago? Because I know you had, over 20 million views?
Yes, they hacked it, and they took my hits off my video, and YouTube did put my hits back. They hacked me, three times on YouTube. So I've been a partner, 6 years.
Wow. Are you uploading, will you upload anything to your own website since you have your own?
I have my own website, but they're redoing my website to make it more professional. So that's the route I'm going to go. I'm tired of dealing with social media and just the way I've been treated and them just taking all my, millions of hits from me like that.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to put a lot of stuff on those pages anymore. I just do commercials for D-Health Store. Basically, if you go to my page now, you'll see a lot of commercials for D-Health Store, and that's the one that's sponsoring my tour that kicks off this Saturday in Atlanta, Georgia. So I've been really busy with that as well as making products. I don't have time to make a lot of videos.
Well, and that's a good thing because everything you're doing is definitely, you know, putting some, you know, bread in your pocket, and that's the point.
Okay.
I mean, if you had the point that you traveling, hey, that's where you want to be. I mean, doing different things. Like I said,
I've worked for free all these years. I did my first public access show at People TV in 2006. They did what they could to run me out of there. They didn't want me to be on the air. They didn't want me to do my show. It's just been a struggle, a fight, just to get the information out there the way that I do it. And it's, you know, been a lot of difficulty doing all of this for years for nothing. And I'm just tired.
Oh, yeah, sister, I understand. I mean, that's why I had to, you know, start my own website, because I didn't want to get in the crosshairs of YouTube when I can't say what I want, I can't put what I want up.
Thank you. It's like every time I say something about somebody gay or a tranny and they don't like it, then all of a sudden all my hits start disappearing and shit.
Yeah, you'll get flagged. Yeah, they'll flag you because you have to be so politically correct on YouTube. I mean, it's even worse now than what it was when you first started. So when I do things, I'll be political correct. If I want to say something that's, like, real outlandish, then I have my own website. I don't upload anything, like, on my website through YouTube. I got my own video player and everything, so they can't run me off of my own. You say what you want. And, you know, I mean, it got all kind of even advertisements you can put on the particular player so you can get money from that also. I mean, so there's so many options that you can get, you know, because you already have the fan base. So people will definitely come and watch your videos on your own site.
Well, like I said, it's being worked on now. There's going to be a small fee. I'm not going to, like, the Wake Up Bitch series he's talking about. A lot of people have asked me to reload that, and I'm like, no, if people really love me, why would it hurt you to pay $5 for a DVD?
I will pay it.
Yeah, because I remember that, because the one that stuck out for me was it's in my head. It said, "Wake Up Bitch, your daughter's a hoe." Oh, that's awesome.
They love that one. They want me to put that back up. And I loved making them. They were fun. But like you said, politically correct, that kind of stuff, a lot of people, a lot of black women got mad at me.
So I'm pretty sure they got mad at you. And some people, like I said, there's a lot, you know, there's some people that, you know, have, you know, your videos up on different places on YouTube as well, you know, outside of, you know, and I guess they haven't ran them off, but.
No, they don't bother them. You know what? They get more hits than me. I saw this guy, because I was on the Maury show, it first aired, and it's replayed a lot. So I'm really thankful that Maury came on the show and continues to replay that. And every time they replay that, the people love it. It was a guy I got into an argument around that same time. He put one of my videos up there, I think it's Penis Power, and got over 600,000 hits. But on my page, that's why I know it's personal, because on my page, they don't let my hits go up. That's why I know, you know, they have a counter behind the scenes. They really know how many hits you get on videos, and they really know how many hits you get to your page. But they ain't going to public always, they censor people. And I know that they've been censoring. I don't know what their issue or how am I threatening to them in some type of way. But I know that when other people put my videos up on their page, they let them get the millions of hits that they know I really do get that they want to hide.
Mm-hmm. So what? You wanted people to repost your stuff and get it back out, or what?
Because I want them to keep the message going, keep the information going. I don't care if people upload my stuff. You know, just of course, you know, let them know where to go find me or my website or something. And a lot of people, like you said, a lot of people have done that. I've never had a problem with it, but I realize now I can't continue to upload new things. I have to be in money-making ventures because I see they keep fucking me over there on YouTube. So that's why they're doing my whole site. I'm going to have a new site soon where people will be able to see my new stuff on my site, and we'll be able to have the counter there of the millions that I get, and nobody can erase it, take them from me.
Okay, well, Ms. Alexis, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. It's one video in particular that I wouldn't mind posting to my page. Would you mind that?
I don't care. You can use whatever you want.
Okay, all right, well, I got your permission. Okay, so I definitely post it. And then your website, you want the link to your website put in the description box?
Yeah, It's just, you know, my, you can let them know my page, how to get to my YouTube page. That's, and
okay.
That's fine.
Okay, no problem. I put it up tonight.
Thank you.
No problem. Because one of the videos you're talking about, oh, I saved that one.
That's now, that old school stuff, that was the days right there.
Ooh, I mean, when I first, Miss Alexis, Miss Alexis, I mean, when I first seen you back in 08, I was at work, and I said, who is this lady? And I said, well, I said, I did, before it clicked on, I said, oh, she's a nice-looking lady. Let me see what she's talking about. And then you start talking, I said, whoa! Like,
you do not look how you sound.
I say, what is this? And then my homeboy, he was like, man, what you listening to? I said, man, listen to this woman. And you talking about, you know, dick sucking tricks and all this other stuff. And I'm like, oh, so we were slow that night at work. And I ain't gonna lie, I sat there and watched a bunch of your videos all night at work. And I worked 12-hour shifts at that job. And it was like all night I was watching your videos. You're like, man, you still watching that lady? I said, yeah, man, she be telling the truth. I watched about all your stuff almost in one night.
That's what a lot of people tell me. They said, we set up all night, me and my girl. We got together and we watched you all night. We watched one video and we found you. And then we ended up watching another. But back then, I was just me. I let it all hang out. And then I saw that people started trying to shut me down and censor me.
Yeah, I mean, it like I said, you know. That's wrong. I think it's wrong. Like, that's why I created my website, you know, for that reason. That, you know, I'm going to post a video to my page. If they bothered over there, I'll post it to my website. You ain't going to shut that video down. I mean, it's just like, it's not fair. I mean, they got people on there talking about Klansmen. They got people talking about how they hate blacks, how they hate this one. But the moment we put some truth up about something, because I figured it out on YouTube, don't talk about, well, I'm going to say black women, white folks, Jewish people, or gay people, and you good. You good on YouTube. Don't you don't
them
do that.
Them girls boot popping too. They'll let them black girls get up there and pop their
ass. Twerk team.
With their ball pulled up in between the crack of their head. They ain't gonna bother them.
Yeah, twerk team. The twerk team got thousands and thousands of hits on twerk team, and they don't shut them down at all. Matter of fact,
they have so much porn on YouTube. It's not even funny, and they never get shut down. Never. I mean, some people say, oh, well, it's not porn, but it's like I've seen girls bent over, baby oil on, I don't even want to say the rest of it.
Trannies on there, naked, trannies with liberty thong panties, and you can see they dig through the panties and they titties. Oh, they let that stand, because see, it's an agenda. And if they can keep the teenagers confused and keep their mind into perverted sex at a young age, then, hey, the job is done. Somebody like me on there, oh, no, we got to silence her and get rid of this because we don't want to stop perverting the youth.
Yeah, didn't
okay, it? So, I mean, I think that there really is an agenda. I can't tell me say how many times I've heard of these rap songs where the rappers will be talking about how much they love bisexual women. And I've seen all these girls running around catching all kinds of diseases because they're like, oh, well, you know, the guys like this. This is what's cool now, you know.
And a lot of the girls at these colleges, too, are sleeping with these gay boys there. See, that's what they don't realize. A lot of these boys in these fraternities is gay and DL. And a lot of the girls think it's cute and cool. It's a fad to screw them. The boys tell them. A lot of the boys tell them. And the girls are sleeping, like you said, with men and women. And they sleeping with these gay niggas. You know, they found one of them I seen on this site tonight, I think in Mississippi, was running for mayor and said he was a high-ranking capper. They done killed him down there and burnt him and drug his ass. They damn killed him, and they said he was an open homosexual. Most of these men, Mohouse is gay, Spelman is dyke, and most of them in these sororities, these men, and that's also Mason, they brother's keeper, but see, really, they keeping their brother's buttholes.
Man, I'm sorry, Mr. Lex, I don't understand all that, because ain't nothing more beautiful than a woman. I mean, it's like her skin, her look, the way she look at you. I mean, the way she make you feel. Like, I can't fathom in my mind how a dude would like another dude.
Yeah, but they talk about it in the Bible, and we've always had homosexuality around. Like I said, I'd rather deal with a man that is openly and honestly homosexual. I can deal with the honesty of it. It's a lie that I cannot deal with. And a lot of these men have perverse behavior towards little boys. This is new wrong. You see how that Pope them resigned, but see that Pope was holding back a lot of secrets about them fucking the boys. Now that Pope done stepped down, you see it done came out about him and them boys and them other popes and them boys. See, that was the whole foundation of the Catholic Church to begin with, to annihilate the feminine energy and to raise up that Roman teaching of pederasty. Fuck having them little boys, the protege. The fucking little boy out rape ass raping him, see. And that's basically the music industry now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you see like Kanye and them pushing all this skirt wearing.
Unless it's a real kilt.
That ain't no kilt, really. That's a dress.
I mean, but he's not Scottish though. So
yeah, he ain't Scottish.
What,
that nigga ain't Scottish. And who else?
Well,
ASAP Rocky. He another one was wearing it. Then they had a black man I seen online the other day, a fashion show, wearing a doggone dress.
Yeah, but you have to realize, though, that's a part of the initiation, just like Dave Chappelle said, and he pulled out of it. It's like the only one I ain't seen wear no dress was Denzel. But then usually if you're a black man, to be considered not threatening and intimidating to them, so they'll feel comfortable letting you in and going higher, you're going to have to wear that dress or, like you said, that skirt and say it's a kilt. But I think Andre 3000 had a kilt on. See, that's what a lot of people don't realize. There were black Irish. There were blacks who lived in Europe, but they don't teach you that in school. So you can't say that all to be Irish, you know, or come from Scotland, you have to be of European descent. They ran them out, and they come out running the snakes out of Ireland. They were talking about black people. So a lot of our people really do have European ancestry, maybe Irish ancestry of Scott. You have to know who you are and get your bloodline done. See, there's a lot of ignorance among us, too, because when you talk to a lot of white people, they will sit there and proudly tell you, I'm Caucasian, I'm Italian, I'm French, and I'm Spanish, and they will still say they're white. But they will tell you their whole ancestry. They know it. They even got documentation, got papers on it, and they pass it on down. When it comes to you, you just a nigga. You can have a white mama, a black daddy,
a
Native American grandmama, you know, a Scottish great-grandfather, but you's a nigga. And it's very important that we do not do that. You must know every strand of DNA and every race that makes you who you are, even if you don't look like that. It is still important to honor that ancestry. But I understand what you said. Kanye, that one no kill. He's just a nigga wearing a dress. I got to do.
Yeah. I mean, it don't make. My thing is you know, all that affiliation they doing and all that other stuff, you know, that devilment, and they are trying to influence, you know, young kids, man, and trying to put pass down, especially black males, because I believe this wholeheartedly. The greatest thing that's feared is black male masculinity. So the way you can't destroy it, so you do it through feminizing the boys or trying to make them think, you know, it's okay to be like women or be gay or stuff like this. And unfortunately, it's being reinforced at their homes with some of their dumb mamas.
But you know what bothers me? It's like when you see black women, a lot of them are so stupid to me. They look at, they have these gay men, these androgynous niggas on YouTube that look like a woman and take hormones and shit, and they love Tyler Perry as Mud Dip. And they'll pay Tyler Perry to dress up as Mud Dip. But then they'll send me private messages, Alexis, oh, hell no. I'm finna snap on my little boy because he want to be Tinkerbell for Halloween. Why are you upset? Because he's twisting around and he want to wear pink and tights and pink butterfly wings on his back, when you hee-hee and ha-ha and think it's cute to see a grown man with titties and a fake butt and a fake pussy dressing up like your grandmama or dressing up like a woman, and you encourage that. Oh, you look so beautiful, and you encourage these trannies on YouTube, but when you see it in your home, because that's the, you are programming it and you're entertaining it, and the boy is subliminally seeing it, now he's manifesting, he's emulating what you admire in another nigga. Now's the problem.
Now, you mentioned something, Ms. Alexis, you mentioned a trainer. Let me tell you something. I'm not going to be naming names, but there's one brother I was watching on YouTube. I really liked his video. Talk a lot of sense. Well, you know, the new way YouTube is now, it's like if you make comments on people's videos, it's like they'll show you, like, the moment you log in, especially on the mobile version, like the video they commented on. You'll see it. It'll pop up in your feed. Well, I saw it'll show the person's, like, video and their picture. And you can clearly see this person was, like, a tranny, and you see this dude made a comment, like, saying, like, oh, you know, I've always been a track. I said, what? So I clicked it. I look. I say, oh, hell no, man. I say, no, bruh. No, you ain't like that, saying this stuff about it. I was so disappointed. I say, bruh, no. I wouldn't say nothing about the dude. Like I said, the dude, you know, he come to my page sometime, make comments, but I ain't never said nothing to him since. Well, come on, man. Like that. I mean, he clearly saying stuff about trannies and how he was attracted to them and you don't see nothing wrong with it and all this other stuff. You know, like, oh, man. So this stuff you're saying about something.
You can't get mad at the man.
I'm not mad at him. I'm just like, I'm just saying it's like disappointing because you look at a dude and you're like, all right, this a brother. You know, he's telling the truth. He's doing this. He's standing up for men or whatever. Then he backdoored it and you see something like that.
No, I understand what you're saying. He wouldn't be a role model. I would have him around no boys. But I'm just saying at least he is putting it out there so you know what you're dealing with. So you know in certain instances you don't want his ass around.
Well, like I said, I don't know him to be around. That's on the internet. Nah, he wouldn't be around me with that. You know, I wouldn't dare have none of them around my son because I kill one of them. I kill one of them.
It's a spirit.
Yeah, it's a spirit.
It's a spirit. Mm-hmm.
Now, I agree with you on that, because, like, and let's talk about spirits for a minute. I've seen people demon-possessed. I've seen exorcisms and stuff like that verbatim. I know demons are real. Trust me.
Yeah.
And I've seen, as a matter of fact, I'm going to put it out here. People might not like what I'm about to say, but I've seen an exorcism of a girl that they brought her because they said, my daughter was never like this. My daughter is gay now. I don't know what's wrong. And the woman, the pastor of the church, because I remember this, she starts talking to that demon, and that demon started looking and talking back in the voice of a man. Hey. You're not gonna remove me. I'm staying here. You say, oh yes, you are. You're coming out. But long story short, the demon came out. Oh yeah, and it freaked me out to see that when I was like about 14 years old. Freaked me smooth out. And ever since I've seen that, I've been so intrigued about like movies or anything with exorcism. I even remember that like I even went through a class at my church. Just so I can get some like knowledge on it, like I got books on it called, it's called Demonology and Deliverance. I actually took some classes on it to learn more about the satanic hierarchy, how it works with demons versus, you know, the Lord and his ways and stuff like that, just because I seen it. It's like, and it's very interesting to me. Some people get afraid of it. I don't, because I know what I'm looking at. You get what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
very real, because, you know, my mother was a preacher, so I grew up and I used to be in those demon casting out services, and they would state that thick plastic to the floor, and them people with them homosexual spirits come up there and they be vomiting and shit on the plastic and people be talking. And those, you're right, those are some of the hardest spirits to be delivered of. Them things will take root in there and they don't want to come out. They'll fight them people trying to deliver them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they don't want to come out. They say, this is my house. I'm not leaving. And they let me in and stuff like that. And people don't realize that they open up the door to the devil to come in. And a lot of times these stupid kids be playing with tarot cards and Ouija boards, opening up the doorway to their spirits for these spirits to possess them. They don't realize that. I mean, my daughter asked me about that one time. But, you know, hey, my friend was talking about a Ouija board. I said, you ain't playing with a doggone thing. I said, you know, that's a way for the devil to possess you. I said, you get to possess the devil in here, you probably ain't going to be in here too long. I ain't living in no house with no demons. It ain't happening. I ain't having no whoredom Jezebel spirits in here.
Okay, but speaking about spirits, like a lot of people, they don't realize that who you sleep with actually can affect your spirit as well.
Yeah.
Like, especially with women, because when a woman has sex with somebody, it's like it's a bond.
Exactly.
And a lot
the
of
term
these
is
women,
called transference of spirits, actually.
Yeah, we'll see. And a lot of these women will sit there and take on these all these characteristics from these men. And sometimes I've noticed that, I don't see a lot in men, but I see, like, if a woman starts sleeping with a certain guy, she starts taking on some of his ideologies, she'll talk different, she'll act different. Her whole personality will change depending on who she's sleeping with. But a man, I mean, sometimes they can kind of sleep with whoever they want to and not deal with that. But it seems like, people just allow the wrong people up inside of their body. And they don't understand why, their life is falling apart. But it's because they keep laying down with people that, they have all this negative energy. These women are sitting there laying up with Tyrone and Tyrese from up the block who have 10 kids already and just got out of jail and this, that, and the other. And they don't understand why their life isn't, why they aren't being successful. And they don't realize it's that, they're feeding off of this guy's negative energy.
You're very smart and wise to be so young. It's not just the women that are affected. I know real scandalous, hoish, nasty, treacherous-ass women that get the men. We try to control a man and take his manhood by screwing the men's in their butt. And the men will start taking on a feminine spirit on them, see, because she's doing a homosexual act on him. She's feminizing him and turning his butt into a fake vagina.
Oh, look, that's actually pretty funny that you mentioned that, because I see so many of these so-called sex experts on YouTube talking about how, the male's G-spot is in his anus. You need to stimulate him down there. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to get all these toys. And they're wondering why their men, why so many men are having these homosexual, desires. But these are the same women talking about trying to do all kinds of stuff with sex toys and everything else.
Well, it is good to keep the prostate and keep the bowels clean and healthy in a man. And when he goes to the doctor, that's what they're going to go up the butthole to check the prostate. And it is a man's G-spot, and it is important to keep that clean and keep it massaged. So it's not a gay act itself to massage the prostate or get examined in the prostate, but it's perverted when people start having sex and their rectum, or women start encouraging a man to have sex in the rectum and hit the prostate, because that's what controls the orgasm. And the orgasm is actually more intense by going to that G-spot. But you're right, though. It starts encouraging homosexual desires, because a lot of times men may not be gay, but they get turned out on having a more intense orgasm by having the prostate stimulated through the rectum.
I've heard of that term, what they call milking the prostate. No, I've heard that term called milking the prostate, and that some guys, like that sort of thing and all that. But I'm sorry, ain't no female gonna tell me something like that. I wouldn't even get down like that. I'm like, no, I don't swing that way. Ain't no gay here. That's the first thing I would think about. Like, matter of fact, for me personally, I ain't for all the anal sex with a woman, because to me it's like, I'm sorry, like, I'm just, I'd rather put my, thing in where it's supposed to be, not up of the poop chute. I'm sorry, would you want to come out full of poop? What you expect me? That's nasty. They had a comedian the other day had me laughing, and he was saying that, he said, I couldn't have no sex with no man. He said, because, you finish having sex with a woman, say you can lay there, let the pussy juice dry up. He said, how can you have sex with a man to sit up there and let the poop dry up? You can't do that. I was like,
a lot of women are using the bathroom on themselves too, from getting anal sex and not cleaning their intestines out properly. They got doo-doo on them too.
Yeah, but I had this one girl I know that, she's in the entertainment industry, and she said that before they even do an anal scene, they got to do like a bunch of enemas and go at least 3 days without eating, so they won't have that problem.
Yep, that's the safest thing to do. Don't even eat when you're going to do that, because it's so nasty and they use a bathroom on
itself. Yeah, because they mess up their sphincter muscle, correct?
Yes. If you got a big penis going up in there and they being rammed out real hard, they will basically bust
the sphincter muscle, which is that outer door, that muscle that holds the post on the outside, and it's just hanging open. It's not like the vagina, where the vagina can have a whole baby come out, and then you exercise it and massage it and lubricate, the vagina will tighten itself back up. The anus and intestine is not the same way. It's the exit. So it's not shaped like the vagina. It doesn't do what the vagina does. So a lot of them, if they, once they wide open and torn like that, if they don't get surgery to repair it, if they have to have a heavy bowel movement, they can't hold it. They're going to shit on themselves. They have to immediately go to the bathroom, keep a high-fiber diet, so a lot of waste moves out of there. And like you were saying earlier, men get addicted, and gay men get addicted to anal sex and have that prostate stimulated, but they also don't realize by constantly having that prostate stimulated, that prostate swells, and that's what also causes prostate cancer, because that's unhealthy to keep on having that prostate stimulated unnaturally like that from the back. But a lot of women end up tearing up their bowel as well as tearing up their vagina in that porn by having them oversized men just busting them open and slamming up in them like that.
Yeah, that don't make no sense. I just think, like I said, that's a, you know, a hole, I think, in my opinion, that God made for you to exit waste. And those who practice that, that's why people catch so much diseases so fast. I mean, that's your body saying that's a toxic place, and you should be putting anything in there. But people these days believe it's normal.
It's also one of the quickest ways to contract HIV, because you have so many blood vessels back there and so many tiny ones that can be ruptured, and you don't even know they're ruptured. So if a man is going up in there and ejaculating and got HIV in his sperm and his fluid, it immediately commingles with blood back there, and you don't even know it. That's one of the quickest ways to get it. That's why it's so important that people are going to use anal sex. They should clean themselves out properly and use protection, because they're going to do it. It's a lot of black women that are just not telling you. Anal sex is very popular in the black community now. Even girls as young as 11 and 12 getting fucking ass now.
Wow, that don't make no sense. And then, you know, they got videos of young girls sitting up here like on World Star, letting these dudes just run trains on them. They letting dudes run trains on them like it's just a new fad. Three, four dudes running trains on them.
That's not nothing new.
I know it's not nothing new, but nowadays it's like everything you look up, it's been put online, and some female letting these dudes run train on them.
But don't you think that's an agenda? They are feeding the subconscious mind that idea. They're encouraging, it's a lot of pedophiles behind this, and the same thing with the boys. They're running trains on the young boys, too. This is an agenda. Basically, if you can turn, because, see, there's a God consciousness in the penis and in the vagina. And if you can get somebody to turn their own spirit upside down, you basically don't have to worry about transformation. You don't have to worry about a resurrection of the spirit of God and people actually having a moral lifestyle. You're going to have everybody shooting off everywhere, and that's what they think is cute and cool. They got their mind under a spell, honey. Satan got them.
Oh, yeah, I believe that, because that's the thing. If the devil can get your mind, he got you. That's what he needs, your mind. And, you know, like I said, when you turn over to the devil, you get that with a reprobated mind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just like you heard him. So he said, I'm going to turn before this is over, before my reign is over, I'm going to turn all of them against you. I'm going to make them all fall. I'm going to take them with me.
And that's definitely his mission. If you let him, that's the thing. You got to let him. You can't sit there and that's my thing. I feel that I don't care what nobody say. Y'all can keep the hoeing. I'm talking about even for men. You can keep the hoeing. I always want one woman and stick with her, because for me personally, I feel more at peace and more at power when I just have one woman that I am with. Because you know, it's like I said, I'm married and everything. Love my wife to death. Like I said, my wife, you know, push me so much to try to even get you to come on the show, because she loves you to death. She does. I mean, when I first showed you your videos, she was like, who is that? And I was like, oh, that's Alexis K. Tyler. She's like, oh, my God, this lady is awesome. So she kept watching your videos.
Oh, tell her thank you.
Oh, yeah, I sure will, you know, and everything. And, you know, it's just, it just, you know, you when you tell the truth like that, a lot of people are not going to like it. I figured that out. Because, you know, you got to think about it. People don't like Christ either when he told the truth. They killed him, you know, for telling the truth.
Oh, yeah, just like you had just told me before the show started, you had said that, you know, somebody had asked you a question. You were like, okay, well, would you want me to be honest or you want me to be nice? And a lot of people, they don't want to hear the truth, you know, because the truth hurts. They would rather have somebody sit there and tell them, feed them a bunch of lies to make them feel better about themselves. And when people actually sit there and say, you know what, woman, you need to, you are not in a relationship. This guy is coming over your house and y'all are having sex. It's a jump off relationship. It's you're not in love. He doesn't care about you. Women don't want to hear that. They would rather sit there and have you say, oh no, you know, you can turn a booty call into a relationship. All you got to do is X, Y, and Z. Here, buy my book.
Now, Alexis, let me tell you what I did say since you're on the show, so you won't be in the dark of what I did say. I had a friend, okay? And, you know, she, like I said, she was white, and she kept, I was cool with her, it's cool. And she kept asking me, have you ever dated white women? I said, no, I haven't. Can I say I've never have? And she was like, well, like, why? And I'm like, do you really want me to tell you why? I said, because, I mean, I could tell you something nice. Well, I can tell you the truth. I mean, it's up to you. I said, you know how I am. You know I'm going to say what comes out of my mouth. I said, so you really want to know? And she was like, yeah, I want to know. I said, okay. I said, one of the main reasons why I said that I just couldn't just really fool white women like that, I said, because when y'all take that makeup off, y'all look horrible. And in the morning, if I see your face, I'm going to be grossed out without that makeup. So it's best if you just don't feel that.
Why did you say that? Oh, my God.
I told her the truth. Why? Don't ask me the truth if you don't want to know. That's how I felt about the situation. To me, women of color look good whether they have makeup on or not. I'm not saying you ugly, but I'm sorry. A lot of, with them sometime, I've seen it. They look horrible without makeup. I'm sorry. That's the way I felt about it at the time period that she asked me. It wasn't nothing recent. And I'm just more, and I just think women of color, or period, just look better naturally. And also, they had, even when they put on makeup. That was my opinion.
Mm-mm-mm.
So what's wrong with Alexa? What's wrong with that? Don't ask me those type of opinions about my preferences when it comes to women if you don't want to know.
No, well, that's true. You were being honest. That's your,
I mean,
preference.
Why would I lie to her and say, oh, well, it's because, you know, it's, you know, maybe I just couldn't find the right one. Why would I lie?
No, I don't want you to lie, and I think you're doing a good job at the work you do. Your wife is lucky to have you. You're lucky to have her, and you are a man of integrity, and you have a family, and you have your children, and you're setting a positive example, what they claim that we don't have in the black community. So I'm glad you do the work you do and do the videos you do.
Well, Ms. Alexis, I was shocked, and I even told my wife this, because, you know, you get the email who subscribed to you. And I remember, like, I looked at my email, and I saw your name pop up and said, hey, I said, babe, I said, look who subscribed to my channel. I was like, she was like, who? I showed her. It's like, whoa, she saw your video? And she was like, I'm like, yeah. I said, you know, so I was tripped out. I said, well, I guess she was. I said, cool, you know. I said, I was happy about it.
I like to listen to what everybody has to say. I like to listen to the men, and I like to learn. So I can learn from everybody. I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm learning. I'm learning too. Mr. Gabrielle, you got a question for him?
Yeah, I wanted to know, why is it that I've seen so, like, this seems like it's a phenomenon in this country where people will, they get into these relationships with people, and they'll be quote-unquote dating, or, you know, this will be my girlfriend for years, or they'll be, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend for like 5-6 years. I call it forever girlfriend and boyfriend or whatever. that's what I call it. I just would say, like, oh, that's his forever girlfriend, because I've seen couples that are dating for like 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and never be married. But then the next thing you know, they break up, and the man will find a new woman, marry her within a year, and then forget all about the other one. I don't understand.
Yes. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I have seen that happen. And basically, when that man does that, it's the woman's fault, because she's so desperate to hang on to him, and she's hoping
that he's going to marry her. But deep inside, he already knows, or even he might have told her, that there's something about her that he's not liking and he don't really want to commit. And he might be hanging on because of fear, or he waiting for something better to come along, or he might have his own insecurities where he might not think he's as young and good-looking or has as many options as he used to have. So he's probably secretly looking for other options and still keeping her as an ace in the hole. And when he finally sees a way out or money or gets a house or something, then he leaves. And when a man can marry another woman quickly within a year, and he'd been with another for 10 years, he wasn't in love with the woman that he was with for 10 years.
Ooh, Miss Alexis, you done told on me. You told on me.
Wow.
It's the truth. What you just said was the truth about, I say you just described me perfectly.
I've seen it done. And people, when you, like she said, when you try to tell the woman, oh, you just jealous, or you just hating on me because you ain't got nobody, then you jealous. Yeah, but he's not committed to you, and you don't have a ring, and he keeps on putting it off, and all these years have gone by, and you're going to be an old maid. And when he really sees something that he wants, that's what he's going to see. A lot of women are stupid. They feel like a man should marry them because I put work in and I put time in. To me, I don't want you with me because I've known you the longest and I put more work and time in. Because it has nothing to do with you being in love with me and truly wanting to have a life with me. And that's why a lot of women say he owes this to me. He's supposed to marry me. And he really does. And it's not fair. All is not fair in love and war. Yes, it's messed up. But you know what? You can't make someone feel something that they don't. And if you want to stay there and hang on all those years and you see this man has not honored you and made a decent woman out of you and married you, and you can't see that this man ain't really feeling you like that, it's just as much your fault as it is.
Okay, well, I have another situation. I actually have a female friend. I don't really talk to her anymore. But she was doing this thing where she was like, oh, this guy is my boyfriend. They had been, like, they had always known each other for years, you know. They finally got together, and this boy has put her through so much. She done gained 40 pounds. She's, you know, she had to have these horrible reactions to birth control just to satisfy this man. She's lost friends. She sat there, and this guy had cheated on her so many times, it's not even funny. She had girls texting her phone, talking about some, how's your man doing, you know. Like, it's just been a mess. And she's still with this guy. Like, I texted her recently. I was like, okay, well, you know, I hadn't heard from her in a couple of months. And she is still with this guy 2 years down the line, and it hasn't gotten any better. And I don't understand why women will sit around and latch onto this man thinking that just because a man is sleeping with them, that automatically means that they're in a relationship. And just because, you know, he might text her or they might call every now and then, that, you know, that's her boyfriend, so she has to go through all this trouble. Like, some people really think that all this emotional turmoil and all this drama and all this, you know, back and forth crying every night, they really think that that's what love is.
Well, a lot of them, it depends if they've had dysfunction or they saw that growing up, if they saw their mother letting their father do that, if they saw different men come and go. And a lot of them just don't want to start over fucking another nigga no more because that says they're a loser again. They've lost in a relationship again. They've lost that love. So this is better than nothing. And this is better than me being by myself. Because I don't want to look at myself. I don't want to deal with my issues, and I don't want to start over. It's a lot of reasons why women do that. But usually somebody that does that, they have been losers in love, and they hate themselves.
Wow. Well, you know what? Like, Miss Alexis, like I said, we're getting toward the end of the show. And I want to thank you very much for joining us, for taking
the time.
You.
Of course. Thank you.
And, you know, being here and giving us that good knowledge and, you know, wisdom that we need. You know, so I feel, you know, you were perfect guest to ask all these questions to that we had today.
Well, anytime you want me to come back, I'll be glad to.
Okay, and also, you tell everybody what you got going on, your links and stuff like that before we go. That way, you know, people can get your products or, you know, whatever you got going on.
Well, this coming Saturday in Atlanta, Georgia, downtown Atlanta at the W Hotel from 12 to 8 p.m., I will be there with D Health Store, Huli Ma'at Rav. We're talking about spiritual sexuality, vagina power. That will be my first lecture kicking off the Vagina Power Tour for 2013. They can go to dhealthstore.com, which is the letter D, healthstore.com, and they can look in the Abyss section as well. There's a lot of wonderful herbs over there that I take every day. And they can see where we're going to be every month. If they're interested in getting hair care products, they can look in my store at alexiskaytyler.net. And they can contact me at alexiskaytylervp@gmail.com, which is the email you contacted me at.
Okay. Well, definitely contact Miss Alexis K. Tyler and all her different venues and, you know, support her shows. Support what you got going on in Atlanta. Remind me about that. What's coming on this Saturday, right?
This Saturday, yeah. It's only a few days away.
Yeah, I mean, so, yeah, just talk about, you know, talk about that before you go and the information, how people get there and stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. It starts at 12. It's going to be from 12 to 8 p.m., and I'll have my products there, my hair and my skin products there. And I'll be talking about spiritual sexuality, mother-daughter drama, and I'll be talking about the power of archangels. They're especially dealing with Archangel Michael, the warrior that fought Lucifer, that still fight Lucifer.
Oh, all right. That sounds very interesting. Yeah, I know about Michael. Yeah, he's one of the good guys.
Okay. We're going to be talking about the power of archangels.
Okay. And also, you know, most people don't know before we go. Like I said, the devil was an archangel. He was Lucifer before he was changed to Satan. And yet he still has his, you know, gifts of music and his gift of commerce. That's what he used the most to deceive. Oh, yeah. That's why he is over music the way he is. That's why it's so perverted, because what people don't realize that he was over the angelic choirs in heaven.
Oh, Lucifer is quite brilliant. He's also over medicine and technology.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's, and he, like I said, you know, even though you fall, the Lord don't take your gifts away. That's the thing.
Look at the upside down medicine. Look at what they're doing to the water. Look at what they're doing to the food. Who do you think is giving them the secrets to do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible. I mean, it's horrible. It's like this. If you don't go organic, and we talked about this, so I mean, I got 2 minutes left. We don't go literally organic. This stuff will kill you, and they want to, like, organic milk, $6. Organic eggs, almost $5. I mean, you got to have a good job to eat good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's crazy.
That this organic stuff, some of it's still filthy.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's still not clean.
Yeah, I mean,
some of
it's
by these same companies that make drugs.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, there's a whole, we don't really have time to get into it, but there's a whole game that they're running where they, I mean, there's actually a system out there that's designed to make us obese, because it is way cheap. You can get more food for cheaper, you know, you can, like, I don't know how to explain it, but basically you can go to McDonald's and get a whole day's worth of calories for $5. But if you want us to sit there and be a healthy person, there's no way you can really afford it anymore.
Well, yes, you can, baby. You need to find local farmers, and you need to get with cooperatives. Yes, you can. You can learn about canning. You can learn about preserving. You can get grass-fed beef, you know, even grass-fed pig. You can learn to freeze your things. You can learn to slaughter. Yes, you can still do it. There's ways to do it. You got to get with the right people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and with that said, like I say, once again, I want to thank Ms. Alexis K. Tyler for joining the show, and y'all make sure y'all support her. Like I said, I'm definitely going to support her. I'm going to make sure I put that video up tonight, and everything, get everybody to know about Alexis, who don't know about her at all and her truth and what they may need today. So, Alexis, thank you for joining us, and you have a great evening, and I wish you well in all your endeavors.
Thank you. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you, young lady. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciated it.
All right, everybody. So that was definitely a fun-filled episode. We're about to go ahead and wrap it up. And I had a good time with Ms. Alexis K. Tyler. And Ms. Gabrielle, you had a good time?
Yeah, I did. But also, if you guys are still watching, go check the chat box. All the links to every single thing we were talking about is in there. So you can go look at our website. You can, you know, you can go and buy Alexis's products. You can look at my fan page. Everything is on there.
All right, everybody. Until next time, we'll see you guys next week. You definitely stay blessed and enjoy the rest of your week. We'll see you next week.